All right, we are back. We are at Next Tech 2017 in Africa. Beautiful city of Kenya, beautiful city of Nairobi. I keep getting them backwards. In
Nairobi.
The beautiful country of Kenya. We have one last interview that we want to do today, and then we're going to close. I have a special guest here, Miriam, correct?
Yes.
Tell us what you do, my friend.
So I'm a program manager at Microsoft under the Windows and Devices group, mm-hmm. in specific the Universal Store.
Okay.
I'm a program manager for actually managing services at scale. So literally I help the store team and services on managing their services.
That's awesome. So for those that don't know what the Universal Store is because they've been living under a rock, what is that?
So you can think of this. The easiest example that I can bring is, for instance, we all know the store, right? The store where we go to get apps. So if you think about it, it's like, yeah, there's a simple action of going and get apps, but behind it, there's a whole payment system,
right.
Transactions, and there's a whole regulations around it. So the store is like, Universal Store is literally the team that's behind it, the back end that actually facilitates the processing, making sure that the transaction happens.
So you make the back end of the actual store.
Exactly.
And if we're looking at sort of from an engineering perspective, this is a big undertaking.
It is. It's very complex. We don't see it from the front-end perspective, but there's a lot of complexity and huge services behind it, actually, to make sure that those...
So what are some challenges that you've been able to solve behind the Windows Store that make it an easy process for you to sign up or do whatever you need to do?
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges in Universal Store is actually the complexity of the services that we have.
Okay.
So I mentioned the apps, but actually we're talking about consolidating the marketplace of Xbox, and actually we're going to have Azure Marketplace being consolidated under the same platform. So this actually brings a lot of teams at Microsoft that we're under different organization and hence infrastructures under the same umbrella. So we have complexity in terms of how services are managed, how you deploy. So actually agility, how developers that are working on those products, how they can make it faster to the end user. So I've been working literally on understanding better those services, making sure that we also go on a modern infrastructure. So we've talked a lot about how do you actually go to the cloud,
right.
Here, right? Like we're trying to tell that to the audience. So we have the same sort of problems.
Right.
It's almost, you can see it as an enterprise per se. So we have the same challenges. A lot of those services have been managed in on-premise data centers.
Uh-huh.
And so we're trying also to go to the cloud, Azure, using that. So literally maybe half of our services are on Azure, but we have a lot of on-premise services. So,
which is awesome, because then we are actually practicing what we're preaching. We are moving stuff into Azure ourselves, right?
Exactly. And literally in this past 3 years, that has been a challenge, are actually trying to get there. And one of the directives from the company perspective, even from Satya or Amy Hood, is actually to go to Azure, both in terms of lowering our cost in how we manage those services, but also to be the first one to actually use, you know,
right.
the services that we sell to enterprises, because that way we'll actually understand better what it means to go to the cloud.
And I bet you have some feedback that you give to the Azure folks that's fairly useful.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I was talking to a number of people that are here from the African tech scene is one of the things, it seems like really easy actually to...
Hold on, sir. Why don't you go around that way? There you go. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's literally easy because all they need to do is think about how you solve a specific problem. And then we have a lot of infrastructure, especially what Azure is providing in terms of, they don't have to think about the infrastructure, right? But one of the challenges they provided was, because literally we start our businesses, our innovation on a day-to-day basis looking at the problems. And then later the scale problem comes
right.
into picture. So one of the things that I see is actually even having some sort of programs where you can start partnering with those small innovators from the beginning, because you can help them understand how Azure Cloud can help them solve the scale problem that's going to come later
right.
in time.
So this is awesome. We're in Africa. Are you are from Africa originally?
Yes, I'm from Eritrea.
Uh-huh.
I was born and grew up in Eritrea. It's a small country. It's actually north of here, Ethiopia and Eritrea. I went out of Eritrea after completing high school. I went first to Milan. I got my degree in computer science.
Fantastic.
And then I started a dual master's program on computer system engineering and computer science that took me to Chicago. So I was traveling back and forth between Milan and UIC, and then I joined Microsoft 4 years and a half ago.
So it's pretty cool to come back to Africa and to see the tech scene. What do you think of the whole technology aspect of Africa right now? Why is it such a cool thing right now?
Yeah, I came back to the continent after 9 years. And actually, I was not expecting to see all of this excitement and actually really a lot of things happening. I think there's a lot of opportunity. I'm so excited to see actually there are a lot of local innovators who are thinking of the problem set, and applying solutions. I met different folks, and it's really exciting to see the energy, how they're actually trying also to understand what Microsoft can bring and how they can actually scale their solutions. I see a lot of, innovation. I see a lot of solutions that are actually caring to the continent itself, which address actually the problem. We have challenges mainly, power, connectivity. Those have been some of the problems that we've been discussing throughout this conference. And one of the key takeaways is that solutions that we make back in Redmond, where there's high connectivity, they might not work well here.
I see, yeah.
So any solution that's designed to this market actually needs to take into account the the connectivity issue, the power issue. So that's why also I think when the innovation and the solutions are coming from the people that are living here, they're going to work better.
They're going to
take into account all of those things. But what we can provide is really like the infrastructure that we have, right? The tool set that we have to the innovators themselves.
Awesome. Well, where can people go to find out more about your work that you do and about you?
I think for people that are at Microsoft, Miriam B, but I'm can be reached on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have my blog because now I'm really inspired by this conference. Yeah. So I have an interest to actually come back and understand how I can contribute back, because now I understand also I'm here from here, so I understand a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I also have now all the knowledge and background of what it means to, work in the technology sector itself. So I'll be closely working and looking to the continent. So I'm looking forward to come back.
It's a pleasure to have you on, Miriam.
Thank you very much.
Again, we're here at Next Tech Africa 2017, the beautiful city of Nairobi in Kenya. We will be right back with a wrap-up. Stay tuned.